Lesson 13, The Allegory of the Olive Trees, from the Book of Mormon Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.
Jacob chapters 5 through 7. Purpose. To help class members better understand Zenos's allegory of the olive trees and how it applies in our day. Preparation. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Jacob chapter 5. Jacob quotes Zenos's allegory of the tame and wild olive trees, which describes the history and destiny of the house of Israel. B. Jacob chapter 6. Jacob exhorts his listeners to repent and follow Christ. 2. Additional reading. 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. Chapter 22, verses 3 through 5. Bible Dictionary, Olive Tree, pages 739 through 740. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Draw an olive tree on the chalkboard and ask class members to tell as many things about an olive tree as they can think of in 1 minute. Write their answers on the chalkboard around the illustration. If class members need help, suggest a few of the answers shown below or listed in the second additional teaching idea. In the illustration, it shows, for example, may live to be very old, olive branch, a symbol of peace, gnarled trunk, bears fruit, many branches, requires nourishment. Explain that this lesson discusses how the olive tree was used as a symbol to describe the Lord's dealings with the house of Israel. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Jacob quotes Zenos's allegory of the olive trees. Discuss Jacob chapter 5. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that in this chapter, Jacob quotes an allegory from Zenos, a Hebrew prophet mentioned several times in the Book of Mormon. An allegory is a literary device in which one object or event is used to describe or represent another. Zenos's allegory uses olive trees to summarize Israel's history and foretell its destiny. What symbols did Zenos use in this allegory? What are the meanings of these symbols? Allowing class members to contribute as much as possible, identify the main symbols from the allegory and their meanings. List these in a chart on the chalkboard. The completed chart could go something like this. Zenos's allegory. One column, symbol, the second column, meaning. Symbol, vineyard, meaning, the world. Symbol, master of the vineyard, meaning, Jesus Christ. Symbol, tame olive tree, meaning, the house of Israel, the Lord's covenant people. Symbol, wild olive tree, meaning, Gentiles, people not born into the house of Israel. Symbol, branches, meaning, groups of people. Symbol, servants, meaning, prophets and others called to serve. Symbol, fruit, meaning, lives or works of people. Leave this chart on the chalkboard throughout the lesson. The allegory begins with the master of the vineyard finding that his tame olive tree is beginning to decay. Jacob chapter 5, verses 3 through 4. What does this decay represent? Apostasy. What did the master of the vineyard do when he found his tame olive tree decaying? See Jacob chapter 5, verses 4 through 14. You may need to explain that grafting is a process in which part of a second plant is joined to a first plant in such a way that it becomes a permanent part of the first plant. Why did the master ask the servant to graft in some wild branches? See Jacob chapter 5, verses 11 and 18. What does grafting represent in this allegory? Bringing Gentiles into the house of Israel through baptism. When was the gospel first taken to the Gentiles? See Acts chapter 10. What is represented by transplanting the tame branches into distant parts of the vineyard? See 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. What specific groups might these tame branches represent? See 1 Nephi chapter 2, verses 19 through 20, and chapter 22, verses 3 through 4. Why was Israel scattered? See Amos chapter 9, verses 8 through 9. The master of the vineyard repeatedly worked with his servant to prune, dig about, and nourish his tree. What does this suggest about Jesus Christ's involvement in the lives of his people? When the master visited the vineyard for the second time, what did he discover about the wild branches that were grafted into the tame tree? See Jacob chapter 5, verses 15 through 18. What does the bearing of good fruit symbolize? How can new converts add life and strength to the church? What did the master find when he visited the natural tame branches he had planted in various places around the vineyard? See Jacob chapter 5, verses 19 through 25. Point out that the branches planted in poor ground brought forth good fruit, while the branches planted in good ground yielded both good and wild fruit. What application might these situations have for us today? When the master visited the vineyard the third time, what had happened to all the fruit? Refer to Jacob chapter 5, verses 29 through 32, and verses 37 through 42. What do the many kinds of corrupt fruit symbolize? Universal apostasy. What caused the apostasy? See Jacob chapter 5, verses 37, 40, and 48. What might the loftiness of the vineyard symbolize? How can our own loftiness or pride prevent us from bearing good fruit? What does the master's response to his corrupted vineyard tell us about the Lord's feelings for his people? See Jacob chapter 5, verses 41 and 47. How does knowing that the Lord loves you make a difference in your life? You may want to point out other verses that illustrate the Lord's love for us. Some suggestions are given below. A. I will prune it and dig about it and nourish it, that it perish not. Jacob chapter 5, verse 4. B. It grieveth me that I should lose this tree. Jacob chapter 5, verse 7. C. What shall we do unto the tree, that I may preserve again good fruit thereof unto mine own self? Jacob chapter 5, verse 33. D. I may have joy again in the fruit of my vineyard. Jacob chapter 5, verse 60. What did the master decide to do to save his corrupted vineyard? Refer to Jacob chapter 5, verses 49 through 54, verse 58, and verses 62 through 64. He decided to nourish and prune the vineyard once more and graft some of the transplanted branches back into the original tree. What does this final nourishing, pruning, and grafting represent? See 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 14, 2 Nephi chapter 29, verse 14, Doctrine and Covenants section 33, verses 3 through 6. The restoration of the gospel and the gathering of scattered Israel. Who are the other servants mentioned in Jacob chapter 5, verses 61 and 70? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verse 8. Although these servants are few, what are the results of their efforts? Refer to Jacob chapter 5, verses 71 through 75. How can we help in this final nourishing, pruning, and grafting in the Lord's vineyard? 2. Jacob exhorts his listeners to repent and follow Christ. Read and discuss selected verses from Jacob chapter 6. What did Jacob prophesy after relating Zenos' allegory? See Jacob chapter 6, verse 1. What time period did Jacob refer to in Jacob chapter 6, verse 2? The latter days. What does this tell us about the relevance of Zenos' allegory to us? Have a class member read Jacob chapter 6, verses 4 through 5 aloud. What do these verses teach about how the Savior will recover Israel in the last days? What gospel principles did Jacob emphasize after testifying that the events in Zenos' allegory would all come to pass? Refer to Jacob chapter 6, verses 3 through 13. What are the responsibilities of those who have been nourished by the good word of God? See Jacob chapter 6, verses 11 through 12, Moroni chapter 6, verses 3 through 4. What are some specific ways we can fulfill these responsibilities? Emphasize that every member of the church can fulfill these responsibilities. For example, we can invite our non-member friends to talk with the missionaries. We can serve diligently as home teachers and visiting teachers, and couples can serve full-time missions together. Conclusion. President Joseph Fielding Smith said, "Today Latter-day Saints are going to all parts of the world as servants in the vineyard to gather this fruit and lay it in store for the time of the coming of the Master." Answers to Gospel Questions, Volume 4, page 142. Emphasize that we should participate in this great gathering. Because we have been nourished by the Lord, we are obligated to help others receive this nourishment. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Sherem's false teachings. Discuss the account of Sherem found in Jacob, chapter 7, verses 1 through 23. How did Sherem lead many people away from the truth? Refer to Jacob, chapter 7, verses 1 through 7. What evidence do you see that some people today use similar methods to lead others away from Christ? How was Jacob able to confound Sherem? See Jacob chapter 7, verses 8 through 22. How can we protect ourselves from the deceptions of Antichrist? See Jacob chapter 7, verse 23, Romans chapter 16, verses 17 through 18, and Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 15. President Joseph Fielding Smith said, "There is not anything in this world of as great importance to us as obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us search these scriptures. Let us know what the Lord has revealed. Let us put our lives in harmony with His truth. Then we will not be deceived." Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 1, page 301. 2. Additional information about olive trees. The more we know about olive trees, the better we can understand why Zenos was inspired to use this particular tree to symbolize Israel. Share the following information as appropriate during the lesson. If needed, use some of this information as part of the attention activity. A. The olive tree is a living thing that can produce much fruit. It requires constant nourishment to survive. B. The olive branch is traditionally a symbol of peace. C. The tree must be carefully pruned to be fruitful and productive. D. For a wild olive tree to become tame and productive, its main stem must be cut back completely, and a branch from a tame olive tree must be grafted into the stem of the wild one. E. An olive tree may produce fruit for centuries. Some trees now growing in Israel have been producing abundantly for over 400 years. F. As a tree grows old and begins to die, its roots send up new shoots, which, if grafted and pruned, will mature to full-grown olive trees. Thus, the root of the tree may go on producing new trees and fruit for thousands of years. 3. Youth activity. The allegory of the olive trees can be difficult for youth to understand. You may want to have class members illustrate the allegory on the chalkboard as you discuss it. Or you could set up the classroom as if it were the vineyard, the world, and have class members walk through the allegory as you discuss it, as shown below. Sketch an olive tree on a poster and label it Jerusalem, the house of Israel. Place this poster on the floor in the middle of the room. Sketch a branch of an olive tree on each of several other posters. Label these posters as areas where parts of the house of Israel were dispersed: the Americas, Europe, Africa, Asia, and so on. Place these posters on the floor around the perimeter of the classroom. Have class members move from poster to poster at appropriate times in the discussion of the allegory. For example, have some class members represent the house of Israel, tame or natural branches, and have some represent Gentiles, wild branches. When you discuss the master of the vineyard grafting in wild branches, have the class members representing Gentiles move to the center poster. When you talk about the master of the vineyard taking natural branches and planting them throughout the vineyard, have the class members representing the house of Israel move to the posters on the perimeter of the classroom. End of Lesson 13, The Allegory of the Olive Trees.